Stop the Violence, Stop the Killing, Start to Build Peace. That appeal was launched today by the coordination of bishops in support of the church in the Holy Land at the end of their ninth pilgrimage to the church there. Philippa Hitchin accompanied the bishops on their journey and gathered this statement from Archbishop Patrick Kelly of Liverpool.
I've felt a growing conviction in these days that now we have to speak even more powerfully, saying it's not enough to have a ceasefire. We've got to look to the future. We have got to urge everybody who has any economic, political influence in this world of ours to say, our concern is all the children of the Holy Land. We have to address their security, all of them without exception. We have to resolve to face this and not just forget about it.
You say very clearly we're not political leaders, we're religious leaders, and yet religion and politics are impossible, it seems, to separate in this Holy Land.
Inevitably, and of course, we keep on saying in most charters I know about in the world today, we say we take seriously the religious life of every human being. Very often I think it's just words, but it's vital. If you don't talk about the religious dimension of somebody's life, you're just cutting out a whole aspect of their life. And the strange thing, or the challenge, is that the three religions that touch this land, for all of them, land matters. And that's why it becomes a particular challenge. I personally profoundly believe if we can see how we enable two peoples, three religions, to live in peace and security in this land, we'll unlock the door to almost every single significant issue facing the world today.